Welcome to AI and Marketing.
The news selection is curated by me, Stan Bertolut, and the episode production is automated and read by AI.
Today is Thursday, April 11th. Here's what we're covering. Facebook's parent company, Meta, has starkly asserted through its AI chief, Jerome Pisenti, that language models, referred to as LLMs, will never truly acquire human-level intelligence. This statement provokes a reevaluation of the wider potential of AI, as Pisenti challenges the notion that LLMs can wholly comprehend or generate human language without boundaries. This perspective sets a visible limitation on the possibilities of AI's advancement, proving it is an area that continues to be enigmatic and full of discourse. Alternative browser companies have seen a significant boost in downloads and usage since the introduction of the EU's DMA choice screen mandate. The new regulation, which forces users to actively choose a preferred browser rather than defaulting to Google's Chrome browser, has allowed smaller companies a fairer chance of competition. As a result, browsers such as Opera and DuckDuckGo have experienced a dramatic upturn in user numbers and engagement. If your YouTube videos are lost in the influx of digital content, mastering the art of keyword research might be your salvation. The right keywords can make your content visible to over 2.7 billion monthly users. Conducting YouTube keyword research means understanding the interests and search habits of your audience, using tools like Google Keyword Planner, TubeBuddy, or vidIQ, and incorporating selected keywords naturally into your video titles, descriptions, and tags. In their latest tech development, Google has expanded accessibility to their AI-powered editing tools, including the popular Magic Editor, now available at no cost to all Google Photos users. This move updates the digital photo editing arena significantly, as it opens up powerful editing capabilities previously only found in specialized, often costly, photo editing software. It's certainly a progressive stride towards democratizing photo editing, making it much more accessible and affordable for users. The Texas Education Agency, TEA, has implemented an artificial intelligence-powered automated scoring engine to grade the state of Texas assessments of academic readiness, DAR exams, which are expected to save the agency between $15 and $20 million per year. The system, which employs natural language processing to grade open-ended questions, was trained using previously graded student responses and includes several safeguards, such as human rescoring of a quarter of all AI-graded results. However, some educators express concerns over the system's accuracy, citing an increase in zero scores when the system was used on a trial basis. SAP Emarsys has launched its AI Product Finder, a tool that revolutionizes product recommendations and personalizes customer experiences in response to increasing consumer demand for AI in commerce. As new industry-leading research suggests, 64% of consumers believe AI has enhanced their shopping experience, while over 70% of marketers have ramped up their AI investments in hopes of boosting customer engagement and loyalty. Emarsys's commitment to AI integration aligns with customers' desire for more AI-driven solutions and confirms its stance on safeguarding customer privacy and backing the EU AI Act. Artificial intelligence is on the verge of reinventing Wall Street, with the potential to replace entry-level roles that typically involve mundane tasks. This shift towards AI, triggered by rising costs and limited personnel, is redefining the career paths in the finance sector. Consequently, upcoming financial professionals will need to acquire advanced skills to adapt to this AI-driven industry transformation.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of AI in Marketing. If you want to learn more about these stories, check out the episode's note. If you want to learn about the many usage of podcast automation, or if you too want to produce your own AI-generated short-form podcast, contact us at nitromarketing.com. That's nitromarketing.com. And be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for more AI, marketing, and tech news.